Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out. When you get a chance, there are thousands of archives. Thousands of articles written by me and my Brain Trust members. There's so much stuff there. There's no other website in the world like it, folks. It's all original content and nothing derivative there. We will not be abused. If you open up an article, you'll read the whole article on that page. We don't go jumping around making you click 16 times to read a 500-word article. That's not how we do our business here. That website was built for you. It's built to make it easy on you. We allow on our interviews, our podcasts. There are segments. They're all segments from our show. We allow you to listen or download them if you want. Put them on your phone and listen to them later, whatever you like. I don't know what else we can do for you. And, of course, we got all the Brain Trust members there. If you look there, see all the Brain Trust members that you can go and follow them. And we give you a link right to their website when you find them on their suite. So you can follow them around. So check that out, folks, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out. You can learn a lot about The Age of the Customer there without buying the book. So we try to do what we can for you. I want to report on a recent survey that we conducted of you. For you, and when we ask you about how you thought the president's response to terrorism was, you know, folks, there have been many times in the history of America when the future of our way of life was being challenged. And if you think about it, our Civil War, World War II, the two that come up more than any other time, right? And there was really some dire straits in those days, both times. And the word existential was probably not being used to describe the potentially negative outcome in either of those conflicts. But make no mistake, using the word existential in those two cases would not have been hyperbole. As we look around our world today, using that word existential to describe the potential threat to our way of life might be premature. But clearly, when you put the leverage of technology and technological weapons in the hands of whack jobs like ISIS and Iran and that idiot in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, when you put technology and weapons in their hands with their demented motivations, a threat to our future existence isn't an unreasonable consideration. I mean, we literally have put Iran on the path to having nuclear weapons, and as we're giving them this permission, they're saying death to Israel. Well, we don't have to wonder what their motivations are, do we? Well, they tell us what their motivations are. At least they're not hypocrites, right? Consequently, it's also not unreasonable to see that when Americans, even those who are more dove than hawk, when they consider the words and the behavior of President Obama regarding the bad actors around the world, it causes them concern about the dangerous cause and effect implication of how he views and reacts to the world. In the response that you gave us to our recent online poll, only 8% of you approve of the president's response on terrorism. 77% believe the Obama Doctrine, that's what it's called, and that encompasses a lot of things. But basically today, most of it's connected to some kind of terrorism. 77% of you believe the president's plan, the way he responds to the world, to the threats out there. 77% of you believe that it's dangerous. It doesn't make me happy, my friends, to predict that history will likely show that the dangers of the world Barack Obama inherited in 2008 increased and intensified to an existential level during his tenure as president. And I have to say that every day that I see evidence, this prediction is likely to come to pass. Like when we have attacks in San Bernardino and in Paris and in Brussels, and when we see the Iranians violating an agreement they just made with us. When we see North Korea firing rockets and like he's doing and testing our will in North Korea. And we see Putin annexing whole countries with impunity. Every day that I see this evidence, and it looks at this prediction of existential threats is likely to come to pass, that's a day that I pray harder that I'm wrong. So, folks, this is something that we're all dealing with, and the next president of the United States is going to inherit what President Obama hath wrought. And he didn't inherit a great world, and the next president, unfortunately, is not going to either. So the next election really, really matters. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.